Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of education news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Global Manager Group launches new ISO 21001-2025 Documentation and Training Kit. Global Manager Group has launched a new ISO 21001-2025 Documentation and Awareness Training Kit, designed to simplify certification for educational institutions and consulting firms. The kit includes over 60 editable documents aligned with the latest ISO 21001-2025 standard, offering ready-to-use templates for policies, procedures, and more. By providing user-friendly content, the kit aims to reduce complexity and help users implement requirements efficiently. Key benefits include editable templates, time-saving documentation, and suitability for both institutions and consultants. The product also offers a strategic advantage during certification audits, with a comprehensive documentation set and training material included. Director Devang Javeri emphasizes the kit's role in streamlining the certification process and focusing on improving education and meeting student needs.
University of Central Florida, Psychiatry, and Industry of Death Traveling Exhibit educates students on mental health abuse. Students and the general public at the University of Central Florida recently toured an exhibit called Psychiatry, an Industry of Death, which aims to educate on mental health abuse. Hosted by the Florida chapter of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, the exhibit exposes abuses in the mental health industry, such as electroshock and drugging of children. Many attendees, including psychology majors, pledged to prevent such abuses. The exhibit was praised by Honorable Antonio Tony Ortiz, who emphasized the importance of educating law enforcement on mental health laws. The exhibit is also permanently located in downtown Clearwater, Florida, offering educational tours and workshops to raise awareness on psychiatric abuses.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.